It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, here we go. JT here. Grant Lee's back as well. How epic, Mr. Lee.
How long? I'm excellent, sir. How are you today?
Well, I just said it was how epic. I didn't ask how you were, but that's okay.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said how I was.
Listening ears, Mr. Lee. Listening ears.
You know I'm always good.
I was going to ask how you were anyway. How are you, Mr. Lee? You good?
I'm epic. Thank you so much. I feel great.
That I'm glad. I know why you're epic, because the kids are going back to school. They wouldn't have anything to do with that at all, would it? That would be...
No, not really.
No?
Yes, no, not really. Yes, no.
But you had a fun 2 weeks, didn't you, while the kids were off? Because they're all at the movies. They're all munching down the popcorn, getting it everywhere.
Yeah. Look, I actually do enjoy school holidays, even though I go, ooh, I do, because it's busy and, you know, people are coming in and kids are so excited. And especially, we had a lot of new kids into the cinema this time, and some kids who have never, and because of Minecraft, I think, because they play it, and I think, you know, parents, grandparents and all that thought, you know what, let's take them to the movies, because there were so many newbies, and I just love that. I think everyone should be able to experience the cinema and, you know, sit in the dark with a heap of strangers and watch a movie together.
That's the way to do it, Mr. Lee, the back row. Not for the kids, but for the adults. Now, Mr. Lee, too, I guess with all the kids are going back to school now, let's talk about your renovations that you have just... I saw it. Now, thank you very much for telling me about that. I had to find out on Facebook, which is what happens with everything that happens with us. Don't give anything away. You just tell me on Facebook.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you. I'm sorry. Mm. Yeah, on Monday we actually start. We're going to be closed Monday and Monday night, Tuesday, and reopen about 4:30 on Tuesdays for the next 3 to 4 weeks. And I'm so excited because we've got stage one happening. And then after July school holidays, we'll have stage two happening, which is even more exciting because that means we'll be finished and it's going to look spectacular. We've got new carpet. We've got new TVs coming in. We've got new paint job. Oh, and then, so it's only the foyers that we're doing it at this stage. So hopefully maybe stage three. I might be able to talk the bosses into doing something with the cinemas.
Yeah, you know what? The first thing that came into my mind, Miss Lee, when I saw that post and I saw you guys were closed Monday into 4:30 Tuesday, was he's having more bloody time off. This is why he's doing the renos. Day and a half, Mr. Lee. Day and a half, yeah. So he's going golfing on the Monday. Don't tell anyone about that.
You never know. I could work from home. No one would know.
You work from home? Yep, come on. Now, look, I want to say congratulations, Mr. Lee. Well done. And this is the Forum 6 Tamworth, by the way. So, it's going to look really good when it's done up. Looking forward to that. And now, Mr. Lee, on the show today, let's dive into what's happening. Thunderbolts we'll be talking about soon also, the Penguin Lessons. And you mentioned earlier in the week on our Wednesday podcast, your favourite man, Tom Cruise. And I know you like him now because of Cocktail. I think that's brought you and Tom Cruise closer together.
It certainly has. And you know what? I actually really did enjoy that Cocktail movie. And yeah, but yeah, some interesting news that he's done, which has even made me more excited for him.
We've got top fives. We're going to go around the screens and fast flicks up for grabs, Mr. Lee, a month's worth of movies. We still haven't given it away yet.
No, maybe today. Let's fingers crossed. Let's see.
We'll find it a bit later on in the podcast. Let's get things underway.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
So, the movie we have been waiting for, the new Marvel, Thunderbolts. It's a new action adventure crime starring Florence Pugh, who has been in so many great movies already. Sebastian Stan, he's back in it. And David Harbour, he's now joining the Marvel Universe, which is exciting for him because he's been so big. He's been in a lot of things. think, I can't remember which one it was, but I know that he was in some action movie just recently. Was it a Working Man? No, I can't remember. But anyway, Stranger Things he's been in, which was massive as well. So this one looks really good. Have you got plans to go see this one, Jay?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I was never a Thunderbolt. Well, you know what? There's a cartoon Thunderbolts, and that was what I thought it was.
No, it's not.
I didn't know it was that.
That's
no.
not what it is.
No, it's
no, not the puppets.
No. No, not the puppets. But you know, the cartoon where I'm seeing, and I used
and
to
they
have,
were in a rocket.
Yes,
yeah.
And I used to have the figurines as a kid. That was kind of what I thought it was, but no.
What do you mean as a kid? You still got them, haven't you?
No, I don't, Mr. Lee. I don't. Come on, please. Get with the program here. I got rid of them about 25 years ago, okay? Probably even longer. Actually, it was longer than that. Anyway, this is what it sounds like. This is Thunderbolts.
Lena being a hero. There is no higher calling. Your sister understood something about that.
I should have come back for you.
No. That's just a fairy tale.
I was in high school when the Avengers came. Kind of strange that it's all over now. No one's coming to save the day.
I think we are. We can be the ones that are coming.
Buck, you have the wrong people. We have all done bad things.
Look, I've been where you are. The past doesn't go away. So you can either live with it forever, or you can do something about it.
I am the void. Look what you unleashed. You can't outrun the emptiness.
We can't do this. No one here is a hero.
We all have things that we regret.
But I have so many.
Lena, when I look at you, I don't see your mistakes. That's why we need each other.
We can't stop him alone. No one can. But we can find a way together.
Bit of David Bowie there, Mr. Lee. That would take you back to your old high school dance days, wouldn't it? When you were doing the boogie for that?
Yep, absolutely. I was booging then. It was really good.
I bet you were.
Boogie woogie.
And you still do. That's the scary part.
Oh, yeah.
I've told
especially
you to stop.
David Bowie.
How
good does it sound, but?
It does.
It does sound good, doesn't it?
It does. And it will be huge. And I know there's going to be lots of, especially Marvel fans, that will be piling into cinemas this weekend to see that one.
And you know what this one does give me vibes of? Is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
You know, they got all those misfits together, which is what they've done here. And they've said in, you know, be careful who you assemble. So obviously they're all in it for something. And so wonder what it is. We'll have to go see it. So maybe this weekend will be a good time for me to go watch it. So because I loved Guardians of the Galaxy. And this, as I said, gives me the same vibes. So,
I don't think you'll be doing that. I think you'll be. I remember you saying to me last week you wanted to go and see a penguin movie. And I was thinking, a penguin movie? What is he on about? You know what? After watching the trailer for The Penguin Lessons, Mr. Lee, got to say, it does have me intrigued. I do like the look of it. And I'm not sure whether to laugh or cry in this one. I'm not sure how it's going to go.
Yeah, I'm a bit with you. Like, I think the same thing. Now, this is based on a true story of Tom Michel, who it actually happened to, and he found a orphan penguin. Hey, what would you do? If you found a penguin, would you take it home?
Well, you're not allowed to, Mr. I'm pretty sure it's illegal.
No, I know. I know. And that's if you were allowed to, would you do it?
Oh, of course I would.
I would.
They're very cute. I love them at the zoo. They're little feet paddling around. And
Yeah.
You know,
as long as they're not like the penguins from Madagascar.
Oh, no. No.
I don't want them.
But this penguin looks very well behaved, and
it does. Stars Steve Coogan, who I must say is a great actor. Jonathan Pryce, also another brilliant actor. It is such a heartwarming, and I love British movies. I think British movies are one of the best type of movies you can watch because they do pull the heartstrings a lot. And yeah, I think this is going to be one.
And he uses the penguin to get the kids in the class to excel in their learning, which is incredible. Yeah, just so heartfelt. Let's have a listen to the penguin lessons.
Welcome to St. George's. Timothy Buckle, headmaster.
Mi nombre es señor Michel. Estoy aquí para enseñarles inglés. Sit down, please.
Argentina's in chaos. A military coup is imminent.
College is shut for a week and is very serious.
We get a week off. I might go to Uruguay, go dancing, maybe meet a couple of ladies.
Where is he from? Is he yours?
I rescued him from an oil slick, and now he thinks he's my friend.
Okay, off you go.
Not my penguin. I don't like penguins.
Then why did you save his life?
Because I was trying to impress a woman.
I have to go now.
Now I've ended up in a penguin.
If you don't take the penguin with you, I will arrest you.
On what charge?
I will just arrest you.
I like you, Michel.
I don't.
Just the chap I wanted
Master,
to see.
I was hoping to...
Your job is to get the boys up to O-level standard. As far as I can see, they're some way off.
Do you have a penguin in there?
A penguin?
A penguin.
Yes.
Why do you have a penguin on your desk?
To get you all to pay attention. If you keep this between ourselves, then I'll let you all feed him some fish at lunchtime. Deal?
You think he's listening to us?
They're very sensitive.
Think of Juan Salvador, the wide ocean before him, going wherever the wind takes him. Any ideas?
He is aware. He owes his life to you.
¿Qué lleva en la bolsa?
No es comunista, este pingüino. Oh,
no.
You shouldn't have told him all that. You know he can't keep a secret.
Pingüino!
I had you as a head down sort of fella. Anything for a quiet life? And what happened to you?
I met a penguin.
The boys' results have improved.
From disastrous to slightly below average.
But the curve is upwards.
Now, this is not a good movie for you and me, Mr. Lee, because we tear up in these kinds of movies. We've been known to.
Do, don't we?
We have a bit of history. Yeah.
And I think we both would be tearing up in this. I agree, totally. Yeah. Something that I do want to make mention about this movie, they always say in movies or TV talk, never to work with children and animals. Okay, so could you imagine working with a penguin and the penguin's not doing the right thing? So what they have actually done is they've actually had to use robotic and puppet penguins for the most complex scenes.
Wow, you wouldn't notice that watching it. It all looks incredibly real. So yeah, they've done a great job in it. So that is The Penguin Lessons. That is out this weekend. If you want something that tugs at the heartstrings, you want to go along, have a bit of a smile and a laugh and also a bit of a cry as well, this is the one to go and see. If you don't want to see those movies, there are some others that are out this week at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5, and it goes a lot like this, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, The Accountant 2, The Amateur, The Correspondent, Disney Snow White, Dog Man, A Minecraft Movie, Sinners, Until Dawn, Warfare, A Working Man, The Metropolitan Opera, which is Tosca, Guru Nuts Jeezy something, I'm so sorry, which
Jeez?
Is a Bollywood movie. And Thunderum, which is also a Bollywood movie, are all playing this week. So check your local cinema website or box office for what screening times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Well, let's see how you go with these.
Sorry.
You struggled very badly with that, so God help us here. Our top fives, this is where we unpack the movies that are doing really well around the world, and we'll get to the bottom of what our top five are here in Oz. But whereabouts are we going this week, Mr. Lee?
We're actually off to Switzerland.
Again?
Because, yes.
Because last week wasn't enough.
No, it wasn't. But I just wanted to make sure, because my favourite person's movie's still in the top five, and I wanted you to know.
Oh, okay. All right. So, will you get to do this one? So, do you want to do it?
Yeah, I do. Number five is Moana 2. Number four is Mufasa the Lion King. Number three is a complete unknown.
I can't. I told you. I've replaced you. You're Chewbacca now.
And number two is Snow White. And number one is The Amateur.
Yeah, there you go. So I hope everyone enjoyed the Swiss for the second week in a row. Mr. Lee's too lazy to change it. Let's do the top five for the Netherlands. Well, this is a bit different. We usually go to the US. So
I thought it changed it around a bit.
And you know what? Again, your favourite movie, Mr. Lee, it comes in at number five, A Complete Unknown. Mr. Chalamet. Number four is Disney Snow White. Number three is The Amateur. Number two, Star Wars Episode 3. Okay, fair enough. And number one for the Netherlands. Well, this is brand new. The Accountant 2, Ben Affleck. Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah, it is. Let's head off to Australia. Number five is Dogman, which I caught up with last week. I enjoyed it. Number four is The Accountant 2, which is a bit of a surprise.
Mm.
Number three, even bigger surprise, Star Wars Episode 3. It was huge in Australia. Number two is Sinners, and number one for Australia. A Minecraft movie.
There it is, at the top again. Yeah, yep. Yeah. So what's going to knock it off, Mr. Lee? What is going to knock this movie off?
I actually think Thunderbolts. I predict Thunderbolts next week.
Yeah, it's Marvel. It's just got to, doesn't it? Yeah. Surely, yeah.
It does.
But The Accountant 2 has done so well across the board. That's another one. And Star Wars. What the hell?
I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked. Our Cinema in Orange did it, and they had big numbers for it.
Mm.
I didn't think it was going to be that big. And, yeah, it really surprised me.
Yeah, well, I was too busy washing my hair and I had more fun. Let's do some news, Mr. Lee. Let's get into some news for this week. And Miami Vice. Now, there's a movie in the works. What are we talking here? How far away are we talking and what's the situation?
Yeah, look, it is a long way off because they're only in talks at the moment. Now, I loved the TV show and it was set in 1984-90. So it did run for 6 years. It actually had, Philip Michael Thomas and Don Johnston in their, you know, Pascal suits. Well, they're looking at Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell. They did star in a 2006 feature of the same one, and it'll be interesting to see who they get for this one. I'm excited. I love Miami Vice. I thought they were brilliant, brilliant. And even the one with Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell, they were great. So let's see. They're getting the director from the Top Gun Maverick to actually direct it.
That's cool.
They've got a guy who's doing the script, who did the Nightcrawler script, Dan Gilroy. He's going to do it. So I actually think it's going to go off, especially if they bring it into the, you know, 2027 or whatever it's going to be released. I think it'll do well.
Yeah, watch this space. Now, Michael B. Jordan, everyone's, really happy with how he went in Sinners. And apparently Tom Cruise, your mate, went to see the movie.
He did. And you know what? This is really something I've never really seen before. Tom Cruise, he bought two tickets to Sinners. He talked about it on his Instagram page saying, all my fans, you need to go see this movie. It is unbelievable. It is just incredible. And it is because, you know, Rotten Tomatoes and all that, it did score 100%, then dropped down to about 97%, which is still incredible. But for Tom Cruise to take break from him doing, you know, the Mission Impossible Final Reckoning, all that, he's encouraging people to go see another movie, and I love that. I think that's a great thing. So my opinion, Tom Cruise, gone up.
Oh, wow. Well, let's keep this date on the record. Wow. Okay, so let's keep May 2, 2025. Mr. Lee and Tom Cruise have made up. That's really good. Mm.
Well, that's great. I'm going to find somebody else that I don't like. Oh, God, who will that be?
Well, you know what? At the end of the day, Mr. Lee, my opinion on the Minions remains the same.
Oh, well, so, yeah, I can't join you there.
I won't be like changing that. All right, let's go around the screens, Mr. Lee, and see what's happening at the Odeon 5 in Orange over the next few weeks.
Yeah, they've got on May 8, Ocean with David Attenborough. It's a new documentary that will be screening. They've also got on Mother's Day a special 30th anniversary screening of Clueless. Remember that one with Alicia Silverstone?
Yeah, classic.
And Brittany Murphy.
Classic.
Paul Rudd. Classic, all right. In Wagga on May 26th, they've got a session of Love of an Icon, The Legend of Crocodile Dundee. Tickets are through Fanforce, but just go to our website and we'll take you there to be able to buy them. And then at the Forum in Tamworth, this Wednesday, we've got a seniors movie and lunch for the Penguin Lessons, which I'll be going to. And then next Friday, we've got our Q&A with the film director of A Journey Between the Fires, which is the Troy Cassadaly story, and I'm looking forward to that. And then on May 14, which is the following Wednesday, we've got the seniors movie for Crocodile Dundee, the Encore Cut, which is the 40th anniversary.
Yeah, some nice cut sandwiches there, I reckon.
Yeah.
Those egg sandwiches you do oh so well. So, yeah, I expect lots of that, Mr. Lee. And don't skimp on the punch.
Never.
Don't put any brandy in there, okay? Just the oldies don't need that. Now, coming up next week, Shadow Force, Kerry Washington in this one. An action thriller. I like the sound of this.
Yeah, I actually do too. So, you know, these couple who were in Special Forces, which was called Shadow Force, of course, they end up falling in love. They're not allowed to tell anybody. They have a child, so they actually get away. But the problem is they come after them, Shadow Force, trying to get them, and hell breaks through. Mm. Now, this next one we've got opening next week, which I am really, really scared. It's Clown in a Cornfield. It's a horror. And I believe you're going to watch this movie, JT.
I can't wait for it, Miss Lee. Can't wait for it. I've watched the trailer already, and I love these kinds of films. Very, very creepy. A couple have just moved to this quiet town, hoping for this whole new start. But then there's this corn syrup factory that's burnt down, and all about this clown that just goes rogue and takes one victim at a time. Lots of blood, lots of gore. Definitely a massive horror. If you haven't seen the trailer yet, please go and check it out. If you are a horror fan, this is one you've got to tick off the bucket list next week.
Sure, right. Okay. The one that I will go and see on the big screen again is Crocodile Dundee, the Encore Cut. This is Mick Dundee. He returns to the big screen after all these years. And I have to say, if you have never seen this movie on the big screen, you need to come and see it because it is incredible. Paul Hogan, Linda Kozlowski. And it also had David Kellop and also Mark Blum in it as well. So it is one of the classic Australian movies. So that's next week.
Now, also next week is our Talking Flickster podcast that returns on Wednesday at midday. Byron's off to see Thunderbolts. So it'd be interesting to hear his thoughts on the new Marvel film. And as Mr. Lee has predicted, it could very well go right to the top of the box office this coming week. So it'll be interesting to see how we go. If you want to be a Talking Flickster, very simple. Go to the Forum 6 website or the Odeon 5 website. Click on the banner there and fill out your favourite genres, Mr. Lee, the movies that you'd like to go and see, and we'll send you off to see a movie and get your thoughts.
Exactly right. And it's that easy, isn't it? Just like Byron will be next week, and last week we had Aaron who went and saw The Accountant too. So, yeah, very easy.
Speaking of easy, Mr. Lee, or maybe a bit difficult, let's do this.
Way to win free movies for a month. It's time to play Fast Flicks.
Yes, a whole month's worth of movies. That'd be great, Mr. Lee. With some great movies coming out.
Oh, there is some great movies. As you said, there is so many good movies. Elo and Stitch, there's so many. Mission Impossible 8. Oh, look, what else can we want?
Exactly right. And you could win your way to a month's worth of movies. All you got to do is get through 5 questions in 30 seconds. And the passes could be coming your way. Let's introduce today's Fast Flicks Challenger, Mr. Lee. And it is...
Jim. How are you, Jim?
Yeah, good. Good, good.
Great.
Thank you so much for joining us on Fast Flicks. Yeah, you're excited about movies?
I love movies. I'm not so excited about this quiz, but please, I think I'm going to play it.
Look, you know what, Kim? He might go easy on you. I think he is a bit of a hard quiz master, though.
Yeah.
So you never know what you're going to get from Mr. Lee. But the good thing is, Kim, you get to choose a topic, and hopefully one of these topics is up your alley. And Mr. Lee, the categories are...
We have horror, romance, or sci-fi. What would you like to lock in, Kim?
Sci-fi.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic.
All right, well, you will have 30 seconds. You can say pass, and we'll come back to it. 5 questions, and the timer starts after Grant asks the first question. Mr. Lee, take it away.
Okay, question 1. What is the first name of Captain Kirk from Star Trek?
Jim.
In Back to the Future, at what speed does the DeLorean have to make to hit time travel?
Pass.
In... What film does Arnold Schwarzenegger play a character named Douglas Quaid?
The Terminator.
Question 4. What is the name of the computer that kills much of the crew of the 2001 A Space Odyssey?
Pass.
In the movie Logan's Run, people are only allowed to live to what age?
40.
All right. Well, the timer had gone, but we'll give you a bit of... a bit of a reprieve there. That's okay. We'll let you go with that one there, Kim. Well, yeah. Mr. Lee will run over the results. How did Kim do?
Yeah, well, the first name of Captain Kirk is James. And do you know his second name, JT?
It was James Thaddeus Kirk. And I said Jim because
everyone calls him Jim. Exactly. You got it right. Yeah, you said Jim. And so same thing. But I was asking JT if he knows his middle name.
Mr. Lee,
JT doesn't like Star Trek.
No, I certainly don't.
Chewbacca.
No, I certainly don't.
Question 2 was in Back to the Future. What speed does the DeLorean do? It's 88 miles per hour. In the movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger plays a character named Douglas Quaid. It was Total Recall. Question 4, you passed on. What was the name of the computer that kills much of the crew of 2001 Space Odyssey? It was HAL. And in the movie Logan's Run, people are only allowed to live to the age of 30, not 40. So sorry, Kim. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no problem.
You know what, Mr. Lee? It's got to be next week. It's just got to be. I want to give these tickets away.
So do I. I really do want to give it away as well. So let's hope. Fingers crossed.
Easy questions next week, Miss Lee. Easy questions, okay?
Okay, righto.
That's your homework. Well, Mr. Lee, it's come time to say bye-bye.
I just can't believe our time goes that quick. It's so good, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's happy that this music's playing. No, they want more of us, Mr. Lee. They want more of us. If you want more of us, Talking Flicksters, you've got 95-something episodes to go back and listen to. So there's plenty of JT and Grant Lee to go around. If you listen to all those episodes, you could be listening to us for about, 3 days, Mr. Lee? So there's enough content.
Oh, wow.
There. Yeah.
That's insane.
Have we got time
for toilet breaks?
Yes, of course there's toilet breaks. Yeah. Although I don't know who would do that. I know you do it.
I do it now between our shows. But anyway, okay.
Mr. Lee, your positive thought. You get to give us a positive thought today, remember?
Okay, let me give you one. Yep, I actually did my homework.
Good.
So here we go. Every small step you take today is moving you closer to the person you're becoming. Trust the process, even when you can't see the end result yet, which I know you did, but I liked that one. I thought that was brilliant.
How do you do it? Yeah, that's right.
I just copy from you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was my quote about 3 weeks ago. So
it was.
Yeah, that's good.
But I really liked that one. I liked that. I thought that was really good.
This is a schmozzle. What's the plans for the weekend, Mr. Lee? What are you up to? Anything good happening?
Yeah, I'm actually heading to the movies. I want to go see The Penguin Lessons, so definitely going to see that.
And Don't Cry.
What about you?
Don't Cry.
Oh, no, I won't.
I think I'm just doing work stuff this weekend. It's pretty boring, to be honest. I don't know. It's too early to start thinking about the weekend for me. Even though it's about to start in a few hours, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I'll make it up as I go.
Yeah.
I still reckon every week I say we're going to scrap this part, and we never do.
No, we still do it.
Wow, that's insanity.
I'll have a better positive thought next week.
Please do. Mr. Lee, have a lovely weekend.
You too, JT. Thank you again, as always.
Catch you on Wednesday.
I really appreciate your...
No, I appreciate you, Mr. Lee.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.